right about now, you're in tune to the Bone Champion Sounds of the Gondwana Sound. I'm Andob, that is a love and respect from the mighty sounds of the Zion Trade. Do it, y'all.
It's a wide range of music. You're not in a box where, you know, like the normal music you listen at home. It's just such a big variety, and it's such a big opportunity to listen to such good groups from around the world.
Well, however and wherever you're listening, I hope all is well in your world, and are you enjoying the football? Well, with all the world's eyes on South Africa, that's the destination for Gondwana Sound this week. You'll be pleased to know it's a vuvuzela free zone, but we've got plenty of blown instruments, plenty of good sax, plenty of flutes, guitars, good bass lines, and we're staying mainly in South Africa for the whole show. And our album of the week comes from the Strut label, Sounds from the Golden Age of Mapanganga. And I'm apologising now because I can't do those beautiful Zulu clicks, but it's called Next Stop Soweto. And also on this very day, Wednesday the 16th of June 1976, we remember all the people of Soweto, the Soweto uprisings, changed history forever. It was always meant to be a peaceful protest against being taught in schools in the language of the oppressor in Afrikaans, but it ended up with over 500 people losing their lives. So we've got a little musical memory for that coming up later on in the broadcast. But first, I understand there's a bit of football going on, so here's a couple of football-inspired tracks for you.
Racist names. messieurs, c'est quoi le Zouglou Dance?
Le Zouglou met la joie dans le cœur des gens. Zouglou,
c'est le Zouglou Dance.
Magic System on Gondwana Sound, Zouglou Dance for all the Ivorians enjoying the football. Hope you enjoyed that one, and let's hope Drogba's arm heals up soon. Before that, you heard Sheffield-based Third World Football Unites, Racism Divides, and you can find out more about their work on all the W's, Third World, F-U-R-D, world.org. And whilst we're in a football mood, let's play this one for all Ghanaian fans and for the man of the match, Asamoah Gyan, who scored from the penalty spot, giving Ghana 3 points and putting them at the top of their group. Sound like a football fan, don't I? But I did watch the Paraguay and Italy match the other day, and I rather like the Paraguayan strip. Anyway, I must say that I like their stripy socks. Anyway, for all the Ghanaian fans, this is Yaba Funk, their 10-inch single, which is out now. Nyash Ego Bite You. Glorious. Enjoy this one. Thank you.
I have you, Nanu. I have you, Nanu. This is Shlomo, and this is Gondwana Sound.
Well, you're on a round-the-world music adventure. It's called Gondwana Sound with me, Jill Turner. And this is where we ask you to put your thinking caps on and tell me, where in the world are we?
Mr. Equay, a single about him, Mr. Zirema Seko. Topo Colo Yeke, Tokolisa Yeke, Nanguya Alla, Nanguya Bonkoko. Mr. Zire, yo cante an acope sangai papanayo. Luca Mobalia Monsolo, Yamaele Pelo Kumu Aye Banana Misova Paranayo. Oluka toya tonda bosoba na bafranga nae aboya kanga bokilo bosi maya mwata momoke koko sona libala libota benga bokilo akatela ema kambo kumala boya kokumba kuruse ya bolio boyo mara ndi makate mobali yango ya nsango kokumisange na kalokola wolo. Wapi iye seye oyo papa atona loleno aboya bokilo nae aeba kaketo nae ngayanga ni innocente mobali yango ya sango kokumisa. Wapi iye seye oyo papa atona loleno aboya bokilo nae aeba kaketo nae ngayanga ni innocente.
Said Middlesbrough in England's northeast coast, you'd think I was having you on, wouldn't you? Well, not at all. Acoustic D there from Robert Maseko on his album Jumping Banjo. And Robert has lived in DR Congo. Later, he moved to South Africa, where he toured internationally with the band TP Africa Roots before leaving for London. Finding the city a little bit too much, as we all do, he decided to head north and settled in Middlesbrough, where he's been a key figure in the British Congolese music scene and also instrumental in getting the Musicport Festival off the ground and growing to what it is today. You can catch Robert, he's going to be playing with his Congo Beats at the Sharrow Festival on the 3rd of July. So that's a free festival here in Sheffield. You're on a Gondwana Sound World Music Adventure with me, Jill Turner, broadcasting from the heart of Sheffield, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I hope you're having a good day. With all eyes on South Africa, our album of the week comes from the Strut label, a compilation of 20 township sounds from the golden age of Mapakanga, plenty of guitar and those fabulous bass lines. With Next Stop Soweto, Strut traces some of the amazing music that only appeared on short run 45s at the time, including tracks by smaller and lesser known bands that plied their trade under apartheid during the years before the tumultuous Soweto uprising of 1976. Featuring music recorded primarily for the local market, the album takes the listener far beyond the accepted township jive template into fusions with jazz, gospel, rumba, funk and traditional mining songs, all underpinned by a gritty, uncompromising edge. And this is how the album opens, with a track from the Melatone Sisters with the Amakola Band.
Shole babo, shole babo.
Na muna
le babo.
Na muna le komolisipe.
Shole babo.
Komolisipe.
Shole babo.
Na muna le komolisipe.
Oh mama.
Komolisipe.
Oh mama.
Na muna le komolisipe.
Oh mama.
Two more cuts from our album of the week, Next Stop Soweto, coming up later on in the broadcast. Plus, we're remembering the Soweto uprisings. It started off as a peaceful protest, but over 500 people lost their lives on Wednesday, the 16th of June, 1976. But first, we'll take a look at this week's news, and we start off with plenty of live music. Gig in the Gardens in Hull features local global musicians, Kurdish, Congolese, Balkan, and all topped off by Sheffield's Rafiki Jazz, who headline the one-day festival. And that's all free, and I believe it takes place at midday. But do check the website, gondwanasound.com. gondwanasound.co.uk for all of the details. Now, we're all heading up to Africa Oye at Sefton Park, another free festival. 2 days of glorious African music featuring the likes of Victor Deme, Bukun Experien, Tikoka, Kalu D, Frere Geese, Les Espoirs de Corinthie, amongst others. So do get yourself up there for 2 days of free music from the motherland. Again, we've got all the full details on the website, gondwanasound.co.uk. And if folk music is more to your liking, then get yourself to the Big Sessions Festival at Leicester's De Montfort Hall and Gardens, all the usual folk suspects there. Far too many names to mention, although if you enjoy a sing-along, the Proclaimers are going to be there. But do have a look at the Gondwana Sound website, because I've just absolutely listed all the artists there. 3 days of good music at De Montfort Hall and Gardens with Big Sessions. We've got Glastonbury coming up, of course, and the big news for us, the big excitement at Gondwana Towers, is we're off to the Sarawak Rainforest Festival at the beginning of July. Now, it's caused huge problems. We can't find passports, but not to worry. We're getting them replaced. Fortunately, we're not suffering the same problems as poor Dara J. They couldn't get their visas to leave Senegal and come and play some gigs here in the UK. Also, Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars couldn't get their visas in time, so they had to duck out of a couple of dates here in the UK. But we have been assured by their UK management that they are all in order and have been granted, and they will be at the WOMAD Festival in Charlton Park. Well, keep an eye on the website for what's on, reviews and news as we get it. We have indeed posted a top 20 soundtrack for the World Cup. So if you're looking for a playlist to go alongside the World Cup, DJ Youssef of the Sorti Saat Busara Festival is helping everyone out and pick 20 top tunes. And if you want to know more about South African music, get this month's Songlines. It's out on the 10th of June and it features Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Tandizwa, and also a guide to South African music and South Africa's fresh new talent. And also you can win a Staff Bender Bilili guitar. How about that?
You are listening to Gondwana Sound. Stay tuned. Respect Gondwana Sound. Thank you very much.
You are listening to Gondwana Sound. My name is Robert Maseko.
Now, on this day, 16th of June 1976, South Africa was in the news and the focus was the Soweto uprisings. The iconic photograph taken by Sam Nzima of 12-year-old Hector Peterson, who died after being shot by police officers, shocked the world. Things would never be the same. It was always intended to be peaceful. Teboho Tsietsi Mashini organised a rally and students turned up to their schools. Some of them didn't know that the rally was going on and they joined in and they walked to Orlando Stadium and police had barricaded their pathway. The protest was against being taught in Afrikaans. It was seen as the language of the oppressor and they just wanted to be taught in either their own languages or in the adopted English language rather than Afrikaans. And they had posters saying, if we have to learn Afrikaans, then Vosta needs to learn Zulu. It ended up with over 500 people losing their lives that day. It was a real turning point in the history of apartheid in South Africa. We've got a couple of tracks now to just, I suppose, kind of commemorate, meditate on it. It's from Jabula, from their 1978 album, Africa Awake, Soweto, My Love, and then we'll follow that with Soweto's Children.
us, don't throw us. Now they call us. But how else could we curb the burning desire within us to inflict a wound on the enemy? A wound, however small. Dustbin lids in hand for our protection against the enemy. His installations we burned down with petrol bombs of our own making. Rejoicing as we destroyed the symbols of oppression. But then, so shaken was the enemy by our determination that our 8-year-old child, in cold blood, murdered for daring to utter the famous slogan, power
to the people!
Amanda!
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 Power
to the people!
Mata!
Yaruna!
Mata!
Yaruna!
And so it was that 2004 score of freedom-loving school children in cold blood were murdered on the dusty streets of Soweto. So it was that Soweto became known internationally. But then, we survivors of Soweto, survivors of Bloody Wednesday, Wednesday 16th of June, 1976, survivors of Bloody Wednesday wish to pose a question to the world. After Soweto, so where to now?
Well, two tracks there to commemorate the Soweto uprisings from Jabula on their 1978 album Africa Awake, which is on Jabula Recordings. And on the sleeve of the album, it reproduces a page from the Government Gazette, which lists the album as banned, along with Amandala, the story of the Soweto Students' Representative Council, at 16th of June Heroes Day poster, and an article entitled So Where To. And on a musical note, Julian Bahula on the Malombo drums there with Jabula cropped up in England, where he was seeking asylum from the apartheid regime. He formed a band, Jazz Africa, and produced a rather good album called Son of the Soil. If you want to track that down, it's out on the Plain label. You're on a Gondwana Sound world music adventure with me, Jill Turner, broadcasting from the heart of Sheffield, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
The world changes, revolutionaries die, and the children forget. The ghetto is our first love, and our dreams are drenched in gold. We don't even cry. We don't even cry about it no more.
Nisilibe no man, nisaga
from her 2004 album Zablaza on Gallo Records, former Kwaito star Tandizwa. And she was criticised recently for not singing the national anthem in Afrikaans, but she remembers her history, and I think that's perfectly understandable. Now for our last cut from our album of the week, Next Stop Soweto, 20 glorious township sounds compiled by Duncan Brooker for the Strut label. It takes all the music from the golden age of Mapakanga. And this is number 7 out of the 20 tracks, Intombi Zefefa with Ingoina La. And now for our next cut from our album of the week, it's Next Stop Soweto, Township Sounds from the Golden Age of Mapakanga. And I apologise for my pronunciation and not being able to do the nice Zulu clicks. It's funny, actually, I was remembering having a conversation with Doey Evans over in North Wales, and we were wondering which language, apart from Welsh, was the most difficult to pronounce for a world music broadcaster. And he kind of agreed that it was South African pronunciation. So, yeah, we're in for a tough one anyway. But I'll tell you a little bit about the album, and it's jazz based, which has always been a fixture in South African music since the 50s. And jive, or Mapakanga, initially emerged a decade later as a fusion combining elements of rural Zulu music and harmony vocal styles with Western instrumentation. And a lot of the jazz instrumentation copied from what was going on in the States at the time. Early stars like Grona Malatini and the Mahatela Queens were key in developing a colourful, danceable sound, and a competitive scene began to flourish during the late 60s with rival female groups like Izintombi Zesi Manji Manji gaining in popularity. Well, they're on the album, but this isn't them. Instead, we've got Intombi Zevefa, and I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce this, but it will all be on the website, gondwanasound.co.uk. Just check out the playlists. I reckon you could probably get your vuvuzela going to this one too. Enjoy this one and have a little dance.
Is it?
Well, all good things come to an end, and this leaves me just to say, as always, one love to the music makers, one love to the peacemakers. May peace be with you. Thanks to Andy Healy of Africa Beat for helping me source the Jabula tracks. We're all heading off to Africa Oye at the weekend, so come and say hello. And in the meantime, we'll play out with the European world music chart toppers. Late visas prevented them appearing in London at the weekend for the Celebrating Sanctuary, but their UK management assures us that they will be playing WOMAD. It's the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars.
Yeah, Auntie Grace, yeah.